read God's word and hear from him directly.
能够一起读神的话，从他那边直接听到他的讯息，总是很好。
And as you read about David and Goliath, I want you to think for a moment about your own life.
当我们在我们念了这些经文关于大卫和哥利亚之后，我希望大家和我一起默想一下，在你的生命中是否有类似的经验？
Think about how God has done something in the past to prepare you for the future.
想想看，在你的人生经验当中，上帝是否曾经使用你的人生过去的人生经验来预备你面对将来的挑战？
Like for me, I'll give you an example. I was, when I got out of high school,I went to school to become a travel counselor, a travel agent.
举我自己为例，当我从高中毕业的时候，毕业以后呢，我就进入大学，要成为一个旅游顾问。
And as I became a travel agent, I worked as a travel agent for 15 years. Then I had children, so I stopped working there.
那当我做了旅游顾问或是带安排者15年之后呢，我有了小孩，所以我就停止在做这个工作。
Now about 30 years later, God has called me as the pastor of global missions here at Eastern Hills Church.
那30年之后呢，现在我呢，神预备我在这个教会做一个牧师，他就是
Global mission.
全球性的，传福音的任务。
When I went to school, I did not know that I was going to be the pastor of global missions almost 30 years later.
当我去学校里学习当怎么样当个旅游顾问的时候，我并不知道30年后神会安排我成为一个有全球性传福音任务的传教士。
But what I learned back then has equipped me.To do what I'm doing now.
但是我当时在学校里面学到的东西呢，让我现在有很好的装备，对于我现在做的东西很有帮助。
So can you think of a time in your life when God trained you back then to do something now?
所以我们能不能想想，在我们的人生中，是不是有什么是神过去训练我们，让我们能够利用于现在的挑战呢？
Sometimes it's to train us.To help us in difficult situations.
有的时候，这些过去的经验是帮助我们面对现在困难的情况。
So when God worked in your life back then, did that make you feel more confident in God now?
那过去神在你生命中困难的时候为你所做的事情，是不是让你现在面对困难的时候会觉得比较容易面对？
Does it give you the insurance?To know that he will be with you now in any decisions that you make.
那些经验是否让你现在有比较多的确信，比较确定知道你现在做的决定是正确的决定呢？
Did previous experience in your life build faith and trust in God?
你过去的经验是否有让你在现在的生命中累积对神的信赖呢？
Today you read about a very familiar story about a teenager boy who was put in a very difficult situation.
今天我们念的经文呢，是一个很熟悉的故事，是关于一个青少年，他被放在一个很困难的情境中。
But because of what God did in his past, he was able to trust God for his future.
但是正因为神过去在他人生中工作使他有了经验，让他在今天这困难的情况中能够对神很有信心。
Let me explain what was happening before you started reading about David and Goliath.
让我先解释一下，在我们念的那段经文之前，有发生了什么事情，在以色列和非利士人中发生了什么事。
When the armies in the Old Testament fought,They would put their greatest warriors to challenge instead of the whole army.
那古代的人打仗的时候呢，他们会先把他们最高大勇猛的战士放到前面，而不是把整支军都先放到前面。
the winner of that battle would be considered the winner of the overall battle.
那双方派出来的最厉害的代表呢，会先进行一个个人对个人的打仗，然后这个输赢呢，常常就是代表了这接下来整个战役的输赢。
That helped prevent the high cost of battle and bloodshed.
因为这样子的方法呢，就可以避免这个全体战役很高的这个代价，还有血流成河的这个代价。
So the Philistines, who were considered to be giants, mustered up this army to fight against the Israelites.
所以这故事里面的非利士人呢，他们就聚集起来，组成了一个军队，要来看以色列人打仗。
They taunted the Indian Israelites who feared them, believing that these giants were invincible.
他们嘲笑以色列的士兵，因为以色列士兵呢害怕这些巨人，觉得他们是无敌的。
Goliath was the Philistine warrior that they put ahead. He was 9 feet 9 inches tall.
那哥利亚就是非利士军派出来的这个最勇猛战士的代表，他的身高有9尺9寸。
He wouldn't be able to walk through that door without really ducking his head.
他有多高呢？举这个会堂的后门为例，他的身高让他没有办法直接穿过这个后门，因为他太高了，他一定要弯膝盖下来过去。
And the Israelites didn't have anyone courageous enough to go to battle with Goliath.
但同一时间，在以色列军这边就没有任何一个人能够出来和这样子的哥利亚匹敌。
Until David came along.
直到大卫这个角色出现。
And the reason David came onto that scene was because his father had packed a lunch for his 3 older brothers who were in Saul's army.
但是大卫为什么会出场在这边呢？是因为他的爸爸希望他送这个食物，这个饼去到扫罗的军营里，所以他才会出现在这里的。
David's father wanted David to go take the lunch to them and come back and report how the battle was going.
大卫的爸爸希望大卫把午餐送给他哥哥，然后再回去告诉他爸爸说他哥们过得怎么样。
So David made his way to the front of the Israelites' camp.
所以大卫呢就很努力地到达了以色列军营前。
He went there to check on his brothers.
他到那边其实主要是去看他哥哥过得怎么样。
And while he was there, he heard the taunts of Goliath, the same taunts that Goliath was saying to the Israelites for the past 40 days.
但是当他到那边之后，他就听到哥利亚对以色列军营的嘲笑，就好像在他到之前，哥利亚已经先对以色列军营嘲笑了40天了。
So David's astonished to hear what was happening, or better yet, to see what wasn't happening.
大卫对发生的这些非常惊讶，或者我们应该说，他对于没有发生的事情更为惊讶。
David was surprised that nobody was standing up to this big bully.
大卫很惊讶，竟然没有人站出来面对这个恃强凌弱的角色。
And David said,Who is this pagan Philistine anyway that he would be allowed to defy the armies of the living God?
大卫在经文中说，这位受割礼的非利士人是谁呢？竟敢向永生神的军队骂阵吗？
And so you read that David told Saul that he's going to go fight this Philistine giant.
所以就像我们刚刚念到的一样，大卫告诉扫罗说他要出来面对这个非利士人的巨人中的巨人，这个哥利亚。
At first, David or Saul was convinced that David couldn't do it.
一开始呢，扫罗并不愿意，并没有说服让大卫这样做。
But David explained how God worked in his life in the past to equip him to do what he wanted to do against Goliath.
但是就像我们刚刚念到的一样，大卫花了一些唇舌说服扫罗，神过去在他生命中所做的事和那些经验，让他能够去面对哥利亚。
So David, or Saul said to David, "Go and the Lord be with you."
所以扫罗就对大卫说：“你去吧，然后愿神与你同在。”
God had prepared David as a shepherd boy, his life experiences to go into this battle.
神在大卫过去的生命经验中，从他做一个牧羊人的经验啊，预备他面对今日这个战争的这个情况。
David relied on God and not on himself.
大卫依靠的是神，而不是他自己。
David knew that he would not be alone when he was facing Goliath, that God would be fighting with him.
大卫知道说他在面对哥利亚的时候，并不是他自己面对，而是神和他一起面对。
And then you read about how Goliath had all the armor on, and he had a javelin and a sword and a spear.
那我们刚刚也有在经文中念到，哥利亚是有那些装备，他有盔甲，有矛，还有剑。
And David had a slingshot.
那大卫基本上就是一个滑石机旋、滑石弹弓。
David was very confident in his experience as a marksman with his weapon.
那但是大卫非常有信心，他很有信心，他身为一个神准的弹弓使用者，这样。
Let's understand what the slingshot is.
让我们来了解一下什么叫做这个甩石的机旋，在经文中。
This was a great weapon that was used very often in the Old Testament.
在旧约中，这个东西是很常被用到的一个工具。
An expert of a slingshot could send his stone with great precision and speed.
很会使用的人呢，就可以把这个东西用得很快，而且很有速度。
The stones were about an average of 4 inches.About this size.
一般石头的大小大概是我现在比的，然后直径大概是4英寸。
They weighed over 2 pounds.
重量大概是2磅。
And when they were propelled, they could go about 600 feet.
那当他们被射出去的时候，速度大概有600英尺那么快。600 feet, yes.
So that's about 2 football fields, almost.
那这个速度，这个石头可以射的像2个美式足球场那么远。
And an expert marksman could send them sailing at 100 miles an hour.
那很会使用、很厉害的使用者呢，可以用每小时100英里的速度把它们射出去，而且很准。
So we're not talking about a simple childhood toy here. We are talking about a weapon.
所以我们并不是在讨论一个小孩子用的玩具，我们在讨论一个武器。
Goliath put his trust in his sword and his spear and his javelin, these ordinary weapons.
哥利亚呢，他的信心是建立在他有的那些武器上，他的剑啊，他的盔甲和他的矛。
And even though David was an expert marksman, he did not put his trust in his sling.
即使大卫非常会使用这个滑石机旋，但是他并不是把他的信心建立在他有的这个工具上。
He put his trust in God.
他的信心是建立在他对神的信心上。
He knew God was greater than him, and he knew God was greater than Goliath.
他确知神比他更大，神也比哥利亚更大。
David's strength and courage came from God.
大卫的勇气和力量呢，是来自于神。
True power doesn't come from size and strength. It comes from relying on God.
真实的力量并不是来自于体积、尺寸或是力气的大小，而是来自于神。
And then you read about the slingshot being sent.
那我们也在经文中读到了甩石的机旋被使用了，石子被射出去了。
Saul gave David his armor to put on to protect David.
在那之前呢，扫罗有把他的全副军装都给了大卫，让他穿戴上阵。
Saul was bigger than David, so that armor did not fit David very well.
那因为扫罗的身材比大卫大很多，所以那些装备其实不是很合身。
It weighed him down, and he knew he couldn't be successful with all of that on.
事实上，那些装备穿在身上对他是很大的拖累，所以他知道说他不可能穿着这些去面对歌利亚。
Instead, David wore invisible armor.
事实上呢，大卫面对歌利亚的时候穿着是看不见的一个装备。
He wore spiritual armor, the armor of God.
他穿的是属灵的盔甲，也就是神的盔甲。
Because David didn't have this armor on, he was able to run fast towards Goliath.
正因为大卫没有穿扫罗的那些沉重的军装上阵，所以他有办法对哥利亚很快的冲过去。
And because the distance that his weapon could go, he could stay out of the range of Goliath's weapons.
也因为那个甩石机旋能够触及的范围，所以他能够和扫罗保持一定安全距离。
And since David was an expert marksman, he hurled his stone and he hit Goliath in the only place that Goliath didn't have any protection.
那正因为大卫这么会使用这个甩石机旋，所以当他把石头甩出去的时候，他能够把石子射到哥利亚。身上几乎唯一没有被军装保护住的地方。
If he hit Goliath in the armor, it wouldn't have made any difference.
事实上，如果那个石头是打在哥利亚的盔甲上的话，其实对他不会造成什么伤害。
But he hit David, he hit Goliath in the forehead, which was unprotected.
但是大卫是把石头打在哥利亚的额头上，那个地方没有任何的盔甲保护。
And you read the rest of the story.David wins.
那剩下的部分刚刚经过都念到了，大卫赢了。
But let's take a look at this story. There's two perspectives.
但是我们可以再来看一次这个故事，这里面呢其实有两种观点。
There's a world view and there's a God view.
这里有一种世界上的观点，还有一种是神的观点。
The world view said nobody took David seriously.
世界上的观点在这故事里面告诉我们说，没有人把大卫当一回事。
The worldview saw David as a boy in his youth, only armed with a slingshot and a few stones.
世界上的观点告诉我们说，大卫只是一个小男孩或是一个青少年，他有的就是一个甩石机旋和那几块石头。
The worldview saw Goliath as almost a 10-foot warrior armed.And trained since youth to know how to go to battle.
世界上的观点告诉我们说，哥利亚是一个几乎有十尺高的巨人，从小就被训练，然后也穿着全副的军装，也知道说在战场上要怎么打仗。
The worldview saw Goliath protected with armor and weapons.
世界上的观点也告诉我们说，哥利亚全部都被保护起来了。
And the interesting thing about the worldview is the things that they saw were Goliath's strengths ended up being David's advantages.
那也就是说，世界上的观点呢，其实都集中在哥利亚有多强，还哪里强，而不是说大卫的长处或是利基在哪边。
On the God view, David focused on God view.
另一方面是神的观点，而大卫就是专心在看神的观点。
David focused on what could be done when everybody else focused on what couldn't be done.
大卫就定睛专心在看什么能够被成就，而不是什么不能够被成就。
David saw a big target when everybody else saw a big giant.
大卫看到的是一个对神来说一个很大的标的物，而不是像大家其他人看到的都是一个巨人。
David saw his life experiences when everybody else saw an untrained shepherd boy.
对大卫来说，他看到的是他过去的那些神的确与他同在的经验，而不是像其他人一样，他们看到的是一个没有训练过的青少年。
David's godly viewpoint was.This is a big target, and with God, how can I miss?
大卫的观点是说，这对神来说是一个超级大的标的物啊，那神怎么可能失误呢？
David relied on his past life experiences when God helped him, when God answered his prayers.
大卫的心里就是想着他过去的那些人生经验，当神帮助他面对解决那些人生难题的时候。
David knew that he couldn't kill Goliath, but he knew because of his past experience that God could kill Goliath.
大卫也知道说他不能光靠他自己，他不能杀哥利亚，但是因为他过去的人生经验，他知道神可以杀哥利亚。
David kept his eyes on the power of God and not on the power of the giant.
大卫定睛在神的能力上，而不是哥利亚的能力上。
David, who trusted God because of his past, put his trust in his, not in his weapons, but in God.
因为大卫过去的经验，大卫把他的信心建立在神上，而不是那些武器上。
David believed in God.
大卫相信神。
David's strength and courage came from God, and his faith was what went with him in battle.
大卫的信心和能力都来自于神，那这些就与他同在，和在他和哥利亚作战的过程中一路和他同在。
And God?
And 那神呢？
Describe David.As a man after my own heart.
神呢，在圣经中描述大卫是怎么样？他描述说，大卫是一个合我心意的人。
So when we are facing giants in our life, what perspective do we have?
所以，当我们自己面对人生中我们自己的挑战的时候，我们是用什么观点来看的呢？
Do we have a world view or do we have a God view?
我们是用世界上的眼光来看这个，还是用神的眼光来看这个？
There's a great book out there now called The Circle Maker by Mark Madison.
这边我想提到一本很不错的书，书名叫做 The
Mark Madison.
很伟大的一个
Circle Maker.
循环的制造者，然后作者是 Mark Maker.
Mark Batterson.In that book, it says, the battle does not belong to you, it belongs to God. And because the battle does not belong to you, neither does the glory. God answers prayer to bring glory to his name, the name above all names.
那在那本书中当说呢，这个战役呢，其实不是属于你的，是属于神的。那神是解决这一切为你打赢这一切战役的人，所以也正因为如此，如果你赢了那些战役，这些荣耀和功劳其实都是归给神的名，也就是在所有名之上的那个名。
So what can we learn from David?
所以我们从这故事可以从大卫身上学到什么呢？
That God equips us with our past experiences to help us in the future.
也就是说，我们可以学到，就是说，神会运用我们人生中过去的经验，来帮助我们面对将来和现在的挑战。
To put our trust in God, and to remember we have been given skills by God already to move forward.
一方面呢，我们对神有信心；二方面，我们也能够拥有过去经验而得到的技术或能力来面对现在的困难。
And by believing in God, we have His mighty power and His mighty strength to help us when we're facing our giants.
当我们活在神的生命中的时候，我们就有办法面对我们生命中的哥利亚，就是生命中那些困难挑战。
So when we have a giant in our life,We need to remember to keep our eyes on God and not on the giant.
所以，当我们生命中出现了这样的巨人的时候，我们要记得要定睛仰望神，而不是定睛在巨人本身。
It's all about perspective. Facing our giants on our own problem, or facing our giants on God's power and God's strength.
所以，事实上，关键就是在于你怎么看待这件事情。你可以看。神仰望神，也可以看着那个巨人。
When we face our giants on our own problem, we get what man can do. When we face our problems on God's view, we get what God can do.
当我们只看我们碰到的困难，那个巨人的时候，我们就只能尽人事，我们只能做一个普通人能够做到的。但是我们看着神的时候，我们就能够做到神可以做到的程度。
And our God is bigger than any Goliath in our life. There is no giant too big for our God to handle.
而我们的神呢，比世上的任何一个所谓的巨人都还要巨大，在世界上没有对神来说太大而无敌的巨人。
Amen.
Amen.
And let's think about our God and what our God has done for each and every one of us.
所以就让我们一起来想想神，还有神在我们过去的人生中为我们做了什么。
The night before our Lord was betrayed, he had a supper with his friends and his disciples.
在主耶稣被卖的那一夜呢，他和他的门徒和朋友有了一个晚餐。
They were commemorating.
Sorry, 在主耶稣被卖的前一夜。
They were commemorating the Passover.
当时他们正在举行纪念逾越节的仪式。
And as they were remembering when the angel of death passed over their homes so that they would have the ability to be free from slavery in Egypt, Jesus was reminding them of that when he had the Last Supper with them.
当主耶稣和他们有最后的晚餐的时候，他们是在纪念当初在埃及的时候有死亡天使来到，才使得以色列人能够从埃及被释放出来。主耶稣正在提醒他们这件事。
And we are going to remember that time now as we have communion together as our ushers come forward.
那现在我们要有圣餐啊，招待会往前来，我们要一起纪念一个相同的时刻。
Jesus